Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 96 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way, and on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, and don't forget to rate us and leave reviews on all good podcasting platforms. So if you're ready, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Is it real or is it fake?
Ew.
So on the 24th of August, more photos of Jennie, Blackpink's Jennie, and V circulated online, where Jennie was seen taking a photo of V in a waiting room. This also triggered a heated debate among fans online as they discussed if the photos were real or not. More photos have been leaked, in air quotes, of the pair together, and people were comparing their surroundings with pictures previously posted by V. The location where V and Jennie were seen was also identified as V's home, as he had already posted numerous pictures showing the entrance of his home. Therefore, this led many to believe that the photos were real. Additionally, a Twitter user implies that the photos were leaked by Jennie's so-called friend, as the photos were only sent to Jennie's close friends. According to a report from somewhere, I don't know where, I didn't write it down, well, Shanice, both BTS's V and Jennie were heading to New York for a personal / group activities. In response to the dating rumors, a source from YG Entertainment states Blackpink will depart from the country on the 25th, and they will be busy taking on a tight schedule in the US, including the MTV Video Music Awards performance, as well as promotional activities. So basically, YG said absolutely nothing but said, stan Blackpink, which, you know, we stan out here. What are your thoughts and feelings towards these pictures? Do you think they're real? Do you think they're fake? What's the tea?
I'm aware of like the whiff that's happening, but I haven't actually like looked at anything in depth, if that makes sense.
Mm.
I personally, it's not my business. So I'm very much so like, if it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. And it's not my business. I don't think it's really anyone's business. Yeah. And on top of that, fans are really amazing at editing.
They really are.
I wouldn't know what to believe. And it's not my business.
I have no clue. But I just want to know if the pictures are real or fake. Like, I'm not invested in relationships. Like, you know, it's nice to hear, like, oh, that's nice. And then I move on about my day. Like, I don't really think about it. But if they are real, I really do feel like it's a violation of privacy. However, these pictures surfaced. But if it's fake, these pictures, I can't edit like that. So, I don't know. Yeah, you guys let us know what you think. Do you think these pictures are real or fake? Or you just don't really care? Either or, let us know. Moving on to manipulating scores. Mm. So the production team of KBS's music program, Music Bank, has been formally charged on manipulating chart scores pertaining to the broadcast where Lim Young and Le Sserafim were battling for first place. Back in May, it was reported that police began to investigate into KBS2 for giving Lim Young the zero broadcasting points, on Music Bank. Lim Young appeared on Music Bank, which aired on the 13th of May, and was nominated for first place together with Le Sserafim. Lim Young received a higher score than Le Sserafim in the digital music score and overall music score, but got a zero in the number of broadcast scores and ended up in second place with 7,035 points behind Le Seraphim, who was recorded to have a total of 7,881 points. Netizens pointed out and speculated that KBS was abusing its power against Lim Young. Many individuals demanded KBS disclose the method of counting their broadcast score. When KBS explained its scoring standard, the controversy heightened. KBS explained that Lim Young's song did not broadcast on KBS TV, radio or digital content. However, fans found that Lim Young's new song, If We Ever Meet Again, did in fact air on KBS radio shows. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but this is one thing that's probably so frustrating. Like, why is Le Seraphim always caught up in madness?
Yeah.
Like, can they breathe?
I'm not entirely sure if previous groups had as many issues at their debut, but I feel like a lot of new groups are debuting with so many scandals, or like at least very early on having 101 scandals, and that can really tarnish your image. Obviously, if you've done something wrong, you've done something wrong, and that should be like rectified and looked at and everything. But I'm just like, at what cost? Like, so many different problems.
Yeah,
the company may have been prepared to deal with certain things, but I don't know. I would be so worried about like the overall image and the impact that it's having.
Yeah. Anyway, Lucas has been popping up on people's radar. Yes, NCT and Super M's Lucas. He has emerged from the shadows as he took to his personal Instagram, where he posted a mysterious image of people playing sports on a beach. The last time Lucas posted on Instagram was February of this year, which seems mad to me because it seems like way ages ago, further than February. But anyway, so this is his first update since the whole cheating / gaslighting the ex controversy. So maybe he's slowly coming back to limelight. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, there's that. And last but not least, Hyuna and Dawn have part ways with P Nation. So Hyuna and Dawn first signed their contract with P Nation back in January in 2019. P Nation released a statement to let the public know and wish them well in the future. There is a lot of speculation, like, why are they leaving? Why didn't they renew? It doesn't look good on the company, as the company has just lost Jessie, and now, you know, Hyuna and Dawn are leaving as well.
Yeah.
Some theories are like, they feel like the label was relying on Psy's money from the very start, and it seems like Psy might be the only one that's keeping the lights on at the moment in terms of what the Korean public care about. Apparently, to some people, Hyuna didn't really make much of an impact under P Nation, and Dawn wasn't really able to, you know, make his breakthrough. He was just mainly seen as Hyuna's boyfriend. Of course, Jessie's situation is quite different, as she was quite profitable, but, you know, she wants to take a break and, you know, wants to venture into other things. But we never know. I've also seen other theories, like, this was the plan to begin with, where, you know, he gives Hyuna, Dawn, maybe Jessie in the loop as well, just give them a year to promote themselves, find their feet, and then they move on to do something else. Because then they could kind of establish themselves in a place, you know, where they kind of feel safe, I guess, with Psy. And then they can move on to do other things. And then obviously with the reputation that Hyuna and Dawn and Jessie will bring to the company, now Psy can use that and maybe debut like some unknowns and some new groups and some new acts or whatever. And there'd be like more of a buzz because of who he had signed contracts with in the past. So it's all speculation what's happening. But either way, we hope that Hyuna and Dawn continue to make music if that's what they want to do and that they're happy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this might not be a direct reason behind Jessie and Hyuna not renewing, but I think Jessie and Hyuna similarly have had, like, not similar careers, but in terms of how long they've been going, it might have been a thing of needing a break or like just to figure themselves out. So I can understand that as well.
Yeah. But that's that. So that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on any stories said today, make sure you hit us up on socials at HallyuAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea stories, etc. You can send that all to HallyuT@gmail.com. That's HallyuT@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form on my website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is some idols probably dislike their fans, and Pink Venom is what I would expect from Blackpink if they were from SM Entertainment. So the first part, some idols probably dislike their fans.
Facts.
Probably.
Agree.
And it might not be like for the whole part. Like, I doubt they like outwardly just like from the get-go dislike their fans, but maybe through like some things that fans have normalized or the actions that they take towards other members in the group. Because sometimes we see with certain fandoms, they'll favorite like different members of a group and treat others not as nicely, or they outwardly like behave really badly towards other fandoms.
Yeah, and it makes things awkward, especially, for example, if I'm in one group and Shay's in another group and our fandoms are having beef, and now our company say, oh, maybe we shouldn't put you two together. I've lost my friend. It's like little things like that as well.
Exactly. And another one that came to mind would be like respecting personal space. Like I could definitely see that lead someone to disliking their fandom, like if there's never that like two-way respect in terms of respecting their space, their privacy and things like that. I saw a video earlier today, I think Felix and Chan from Stray Kids are in Australia, and Felix was like really just thanking all of the stays in Australia because they've been super respectful. Like if they see him and like he's not too busy, they'll say hello and like keep their distance. But we've heard of like tons of stories where fans haven't done that, or they've rushed people and things like that. And then the second part of this unpopular opinion, this person said, and Pink Venom is what I would expect from Blackpink if they were from SM Entertainment.
I don't see it. I don't get it. It sounds like a very typical YG song, to be honest.
I don't know where they would have got this from.
I'm trying to think.
I've barely listened to the song. Like I've listened to pieces of it and enough of it to get a full picture. But it sounds like a very YG Teddy Formula
song. It's a very YG Teddy Formula song. I actually wanted to talk about it, but you haven't listened to it.
I've listened to like most of it. When I say I haven't listened to it properly, like I haven't re-listened to it and like you can quote certain bits, but I'm aware of the song, like, and I've heard enough of it to have an opinion.
Okay, so what is your opinion?
I think that I don't think it's a terrible song. It's not my favorite Blackpink song. I think I was definitely expecting, I don't know if more would be the right word, but something different given how long like their last comeback was. I think the visuals were amazing, but I was just expecting something different. And I didn't quite feel as though like my expectations were fulfilled in that way. I'm not going to sit here and say it was a terrible song. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people online are exaggerating because I've seen a lot of takes like, oh, this is a pretty bad song. And I don't think it's a bad song. I think it's because of how long they've been around and the songs that they've had before. You're weighing it against that. If you just took the song for what the song is, it's not a bad song. It's very YG, it's very Blackpink. I just feel like, as you said, because it's kind of the same, similar formula, and maybe because it's like a pre-single as well, so maybe they wanted to give something to fans or to people that are something that they're used to, and then come out with something that's might be slightly different.
This is like
a pre-single, and then I think they're gonna have like an official single for when their album comes out. I'm thinking maybe that's the route that they're going down. But I feel like either way, Blackpink can't win, because I feel like if they stray too far away, then people are like, what is this? Or I don't get it. And I think that's not Blackpink's fault, or any of the producers that have worked on the songs, but I feel like because you're used to Blackpink producing a certain sound and they haven't really released that much or really played with their sounds, then it's kind of hard to detach them from what you're used to, if that makes sense. Yeah. If you're used to going to McDonald's for burgers and all of a sudden they start selling pizzas, you're like, no, you're the burger.
Exactly. Place. Like if there was a gradual transition or like their comebacks weren't so fast spread, I would sort of be more upset. But I think because had it been like 2 years or something?
Yeah.
Like 2 years, the next thing that you're gonna release would have to like reinstate who you are. I don't think you could do something completely different.
I would kind of disagree with that I feel like it depends. I feel like the reason why they can't do it is because every time that they have come back, they've always come back with a similar type song. If it was like every time they've come back, it's like, okay, this comeback, they're doing reggae, and then this comeback, they're doing house, and then this comeback, they're doing rock. It's like, oh, when they come back, what are they going to come back with?
Exactly, you're expecting something different, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? But because it's the same kind, similar formula, and I'm not saying all the songs don't sound the same. It's just like a similar formula and we kind of know what we're getting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, yeah, this is good, but what else can you do at this point?
My favorite thing from this whole comeback has been the whole situation with Somi, because apparently she leaked a bit of the song by accident on one of her lives like ages ago. So I haven't watched the whole live that she done like in response, but I think they told her like, oh, she's not allowed to like be near the studio on live or something like that. But that was really funny. But yeah, it's not the worst song ever in my opinion. Super random, but this unpopular opinion has made me think of like a really cool concept for like a show, and I don't know if it would happen, but if it doesn't even have to like be the biggest group from every company, but if a group from at least like the big three or like the four biggest companies or like four big groups sort of, there was a show where they would go to a different company and like produce a song and like just see how different it was. I don't know how that format would work as a show, but I think it would be so interesting to see what a different company would do with a different group and what that would sound and look like. I would watch that.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting concept. Or if every company is given the same demo, what they would do with it.
Exactly, yeah. Kind of like those YouTube videos where they get like different producers and like they give them the same thing and they have to turn it into something. Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. And one last thing I wanted to say about Pink Venom as well, I think my only critique of it would be is it kind of felt like Jennie and Lisa featuring Jisoo and Rosé. I just wished, for example, even though I feel like everyone got equal parts in a slightly weird way, I think it would have been a bit more interesting if, for example, Rosé and Jisoo got to do the verse, a verse, and then Lisa and Jennie did the like pre-chorus, like switch it round, because it was very like first one is Jennie and Lisa, then pre-chorus is, you know, Rosé and Jisoo, and then the rap was the second verse, and then you had the pre-chorus again, and then they had the bridge. Like I feel like if they're gonna do a similar concepts as well, in a in a sense of the same formula, it would be interesting to switch it up. So let Lisa do the bridge. Like no one's gonna expect Lisa to do a bridge of a song. Let Lisa do the bridge. Like give Jisoo a whole verse. Like if you wanna still stick to what people are used to, which is fine, doesn't necessarily it's a bad thing. I feel like try to do something new with it, if that makes sense. Because it seems like everyone's got their own little pocket.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. And I probably need to like re-listen to the song in its entirety. But at least like trying to think back to what I can remember from it, I actually can't remember hearing Jisoo. And maybe that's just me because I've barely listened to it once. But yeah, I do sort of get what you mean. But I need to re-listen to it to have a full-on, proper, solid opinion.
And they looked great, by the way.
Yeah,
they looked great. I'm sorry, everyone. I feel like everyone's sleeping on Jisoo when she's wearing those shorts.
Jisoo looks amazing.
And I'm just like, yes, girl, you look cute. Yes.
Amazing. Okay, and then on to our next unpopular opinion for today. This person said, people need to stop complaining about line distributions. Not everyone in a group needs to sing that much. Having more lines doesn't determine who will be on screen. I think people should look at screen time distribution more than line distribution.
I just hate looking at distribution in its entirety. I feel like, especially within the K-pop model, maybe not so much this generation. I feel like this generation is a bit weird. Fourth generation is a bit weird. But prior, everyone had their role. They did what they needed to do. So if I'm the main dancer, you may see me a bit more in the live performances because I'm leading the dance. But I may not be singing that much in the actual song. That doesn't disvalue what I'm doing in the group. And it doesn't mean that there's some whole scandal with me or the CEO has it in for me. No, I'm the dancer, so I'm about to dance.
Yeah, I get what you mean, because I get why some fans look at line distribution, because they want to make sure that everyone like gets an equal part in
but sometimes the people song are not equally talented, like
yeah, like they're not equally talented, or that person might be on screen, like they might be, so let's say, for example, they're the dancer in the group. They're not going to have as many lines as other people in the group because their position isn't to be like one of the vocalists or the rapper. They may just be the dancer. So I get this person's perspective of, say you watch the music video. Yes, that person might not have had that many lines, but they may have been on screen more because they do the dance break, for example. Or I know there are other times where someone is super talented and they can sing or they can rap, but they just don't get that many lines. And I can understand why that would be upsetting. But yeah, I think it's a case by case thing and it depends on the situation. Yeah. Okay. And for our last unpopular opinion, this person said, Aespa needs the whole AI concept because they are a mid group. And Ning should become a soloist. And people need to stop giving Twice backhanded comments about how healthy they look. Okay, there's a lot to break down here. Okay, so the first part, this person said Aespa needs the whole AI concept because they are a mid group.
I thought that's harsh.
Yeah.
I don't think they're mid. I think they're great.
I think they're great as well.
I don't care for the AI concept, but we've said this already, right? I can't wait for it to be dead and gone.
I don't think they need the whole AI concept to be like, what's the word? For people to like them or enjoy their music. Because other than the visuals, the whole AI situation, I don't feel really interferes with their sound much or what they're actually singing about.
Yeah.
It's only for like the other stuff and to create this fantasy of this world or whatever. So I don't think they use it as like a crutch. I wouldn't say they're a mid group. I really like them and I'm excited for what they'll do down the line. Yeah. And then they said Ning Ning should become a soloist.
Why are we trying to do that right now? I don't know. I mean, if she wants to in the future, sure, why not? Yeah. But I don't think anyone's pulling any members down or anything.
I think it's too early to try to explore any solo routes in terms of, like, a solo project would be okay and, like, understandable. But it's like, if you're trying to say that, like, she should leave the group and, like, she can just be on her own. Not saying that she couldn't. She has a great voice and she dances really well. But I don't think that's not needed right now. I don't know how to word it, but I don't know if that's necessary right now.
I agree.
Yes. And then their last unpopular opinion of this whole unpopular opinion is, and people need to stop giving Twice backhanded comments about how healthy they look.
What comments?
I have seen comments, at least for this recent comeback, and I haven't listened to the song, just from what I've seen on the TikToks, where people are like, oh, X member looks so healthy. And, like, it's kind of a backhanded way of saying, like, oh, this person's gained maybe a substantial amount of weight or looking a bit heavier. And those comments bug me.
Just say it nice and go.
Exactly. Just say that. And, like, I don't think it just happens in K-pop, but it does really annoy me because there's no, like, in between. People either saying, like, this person's too skinny and they're starving themselves and we can see their ribs, or like she's kind of letting herself go a bit, or she looks healthy, like quote-unquote healthy. It's like, just say she looks nice and go on with your day.
Just say she looks nice and go. Like, I don't know what's wrong with people.
I think people need to stop giving backhanded comments about people's opinion.
Oh, you know what compliment I hate?
Uh-huh.
When someone goes, you look nice today. Why the emphasis on today? Why I was busted. Just say I look nice and good.
Honestly, like, stop giving people, like, stop giving deep dives into your... There may be genuine kind things that you don't mean for it to come across that way. Just say the person looks nice, or I like X, Y, and Z, or I like this element. Don't say things like that to people, because even if you're trying to say it in a genuine way, you can give this person a complex. Mm. It's like when people unprovoked tell you that, oh, like, you've lost weight, or like, oh, you're looking healthier. It's just like, just say I look nice, or don't say anything. Just
yeah, leave it. And it's a really sticky one to comment on people's weight, whether they've yeah. lost or gained, because that might have happened through negative circumstances.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether that's gaining or losing, like, they could be going through something, hence why they've lost weight, or again, going through something, hence why they've gained weight. You mentioning it could trigger them.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Just say you look good. That's it. I know each culture is different, because I know, like, you know, Caribbean, like, you look good, you look healthy, but, like, that's it. It's not like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think the only, like, very fine line where you can maybe say something like that to someone is if they've told you, like, I'm actively trying to gain or lose weight, and you're saying, like, I can see the results, like, you're doing a good job, or like, that would be the only place I would say you can then provide some sort of commentary like that. But
yeah.
I don't even find that necessary to some extent. But yes, thank you for all of your unpopular opinions from today. If you have any thoughts, feelings, or requests that you want us to break down on the pod, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howdoyouatyou, or you can send them to us on socials, because we know you guys love to chat on the TikToks. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything on our radars, anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Taste that pink venom, taste that pink. Obviously Blackpink performed at the VMAs, and they did their thing. I wish, yeah, that for music banks and all those music shows, that they start turning up these idols' mics more, because I love a good live performance. Like, as me and you have said before, doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be crisp every time. Sometimes that little wobble, the little change, or the little note change makes it exciting. It makes it fresh. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So it makes it feel real.
Yeah. So, like, I feel it's nice to hear that, you know, the mics were on, Blackpink's mics were on, and they were giving their all. Also, I thought it was really cute when, I think, Lisa won an award for best K-pop or something. I think it was for one of her music. I think it was for LaLisa or something. I could be wrong.
Okay.
It was just so cute how the other members were so excited for her, so happy for her when she went to go receive her award. And they all looked good. They're all, you know, wearing black, but they were given Blackpink excellence. I'm here for it. So yeah.
Lovely. Speaking about looks, I think that's one thing that we're so grateful with in the K-pop and K-space. It is not always perfect, but I was watching this video of someone breaking down how bad Fifth Harmony's styling was.
Oh, and I saw all that video.
Like, they would go into different events, and it was really bad. So we're quite fortunate in that sense. On my radar, I'm still watching Change Days. That program is a mess. It is such a mess. Like, the premise of the show, even that in itself, is something that makes my head hurt. Because it's basically you and your significant other, you go on the show because you've maybe been having, like, turbulence in your relationship, and you go on. And I guess the point is to see if you'll want to work things out and move on together or break up. But on this journey, you basically have to date each other's couples. So, like, you'll date people and in from the other couples and things like that. And me personally, I feel like that's just such a red flag. Because if you're in the midst of, like, trying to fix this relationship that you've been in for, like, 3 years or 5 years, and now your partner's watching you flirt with other people, you already have your own problems. So that's making my head hurt. I'm also reading a few good webtoons, but I need some more. So if you guys are listening to anything, do let me know if you have any recommendations. I'm a little romance babe. Do not send me anything scary because I will not read it. I cannot deal with that right now. And before we move on, someone actually asked us a question that I forgot to bring up earlier. Mm. And they wanted to know what our favorite K-pop memes were.
Oh, no. Why is my brain just empty? You can't go wrong with a good shiny clown key moment. That's a good one. I love... What's his face from Monster X? His name has
The one where he's like drinking coffee.
Yes, I can't remember. I love his name. That. Just his whole face. He has an array. I can't remember his name. His name's just escaped my head. What other memes? I feel like Key is just a meme. Shiny's Key is just a meme. Basically. In general.
Is Hyungwon from Monster X?
Oh, Hyungwon.
Yeah, he's a mood. Love him.
What about you, Shay?
Oh, for me, I was going to say the Hyungwon meme. Also, I don't know what her name is, but from Girls' Generation, where they're doing like the practice stage things and like she'll be in sunglasses and a blanket and like not moving.
Was it Suyeon? I don't know if it was Suyeon.
Because that would be me. I'm sorry. It would. I would say that one. I would say Jackson's infamous, you know what it is. what else was there? Oh, there was another one that I love. When Bam Bam's like, yeah, I went to school, boy.
Oh, yeah.
And last but not least.
Bam Bam's, you know what's big.
Oh, how you know I'm not.
How you know I'm not.
Oh, God, just that boy in general. And last but not least, what was I going to say? Who is it? Oh, it's going to annoy me. Taeyong being like, I have 23 kids. In that interview, imagine like knowing barely anything about them. And like him just being like, yeah, I have 23 kids. How old is he? He's like not over 26, I would say.
Yeah, definitely under. So.
Yeah, that would be an experience. So those are our favorite K-pop memes. If you guys have any that are really good, make sure you send them to us on socials and let us know which you like. But yes, that's all we have time for.
Yes, so thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your thoughts, feelings, unpopular opinions or stories. You can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can send them to us on socials.
Yes, I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me pretty much everywhere and anywhere at The K-Way.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.